It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Alamogordo school board members are planning to discuss a proposed resolution that could restrict participation in sports by transgender athletes. The district superintendent has argued that the practice of allowing transgender girls to compete in girls' sports impedes the opportunities for biological female student athletes. The ACLU of New Mexico says they have sent a letter to the school board saying such a policy would violate state and federal law. The Alamogordo School Board has scheduled a work session Saturday with time for the public to comment on the issue. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's decision to continue construction of the border wall is raising a lot of questions. Fred Martino reports.
Abbott raises the specter of crime when talking about the importance of the border wall, but some see a contradiction. Abbott recently signed legislation to allow Texans to carry handguns without a background check or training. In El Paso, some are also concerned the governor's portrayal of an invasion on the border will lead to violence. Fernando Garcia is executive director of the Border Network for Human Rights. He says invasion is the same word used by the gunman who attacked a Walmart in El Paso.
Let's remind ourselves that because of that narrative, somebody came to El Paso, a white supremacist from northern Texas, traveled more than 10 hours and killed 23 members of our community. So that is dangerous.
El Paso's Congresswoman Veronica Escobar also voiced her concerns on Twitter, worried that using the word invasion to promote building a Texas border wall will lead to more hate crimes. Building the wall could also take funds from other priorities. The governor says he wants to spend $250 million in state money for the wall, raising the rest with private donations. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
Now for a local viewpoint. This week, we're taking a look back at a tragic case tried in a Las Cruces courtroom. Here's commentator Peter Goodman.
Sitting in the upstairs courtroom of our modest brick Las Cruces Municipal Courthouse, I recall sitting here in 1975 as a young reporter covering a kidnapping case when this was the U.S. courthouse. U.S. v. Lowe was tried here because it was too hot for Albuquerque. The Lowes were ranchers in Mule Shoe, Texas. A lively but troubled soul named Eileen drifted into town and captured young Bob Lowe's heart, much to his parents' chagrin. Soon the marriage was failing, but Eileen was pregnant. Where was she? Bob's parents wondered, partly because she'd miscarried not long before, but Eileen insisted she was pregnant, and her belly kept growing. Friends dropped her off at the bus station to go have her baby in an Oklahoma City hospital. She said they needn't wait. The bus east was due soon. Once they left, she bought a ticket, then boarded the bus west to Albuquerque. In Albuquerque, each day she viewed the newborns in the maternity ward. She liked one and noted the parents' information. Soon after that baby got home, the doorbell rang. "Flower delivery," Eileen said. Once inside, she put down the flowers and pointed a gun at the mother and grandmother. Eileen had met a guy in an Albuquerque bar and conned him into helping her buy a gun. He made one truly embarrassed witness. Eileen returned by bus to Mule Shoe. Her friends met her and cooed over her new baby. Papa Lowe and the preacher had seen a TV report of the kidnapping. They called Albuquerque police and learned that the little toe on the stolen baby's left foot was crooked. With Eileen out of the room, they got the baby out of its footy pajamas to examine the toe. Bingo! It was a dramatic, sad trial. Eileen's mother had sold Eileen to a man when Eileen was just 14. Bob was her fourth husband. She cried a lot and appeared to faint once. As the jury came in, a seasoned FBI agent told me that if jurors avoided looking at the defendant, the verdict was guilty. They did, and it was. Eileen received a substantial prison term. I later wrote a novella based on this. But in mine, the kidnapper had gotten away with it. She's a respected citizen with a 20-year-old son. When a chance incident threatens to expose her, she kills. Recently, I wondered what Google would turn up on all of this. Turns out President Ronald Reagan pardoned Eileen. She then moved to Albuquerque. The kidnapped baby's parents were not happy about that. Here in that old courtroom, I see ghosts from that trial. Long familiarity with a town breeds many such ghosts. Old men just nod casually to their ghosts, but never let them take over. Sometimes the ghosts are quite candid in reminding me of my shortcomings.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG or NMSU.